Flaming Tree by Phyllis A. Whitney. Acknowledgements. I will long remember the beauties of the Monterey Peninsula, with its rocky seacoast, white sand beaches, and wind-shaped cypress and pine. I enjoyed the little town of Carmel not only because it is unique, but because of its creative and friendly residents, who were generous in offering help and hospitality. Margaret Pelican of the Carmel Public Library and Dorothy Stephen of the Monterey Public Library helped invaluably with introductions and research materials. I appreciated the hospitality offered by Michael Stanton of the Normandy Inn, where I stayed, and which appears in this story in another guise. Linda Rockwell became my foreign correspondent, sending me pictures of Nepenthe and other spots I had visited and wanted to write about, as well as answering endless questions. She also introduced me to Linda Stevenson, whose beautiful home in Carmel Highlands I adapted for my book. Anne Yost's enthusiasm and involvement with Robinson and Una Jeffers brought them excitingly to life for me at Tor House. Here at home, Chuck Anderson, teacher, writer, and filmmaker, loaned me books and counseled me on the creating of documentary movies. While my settings are real, none of the characters in Flaming Tree exist outside my imagination. For Edith Forsyth, friend and counselor, a doctor who has never needed lessons in compassion. Chapter 1. The young boy ran along the top of the cliff, teasing his mother, half in anger, half in fun. Behind him, where water cut a gash inland through granite, the Pacific roared, sucked in its breath and roared.